Das ist schon August Daf. Da samach beze wat. De mishne loytze isha bemachet an kuva. An isha cannot go out with on Shabbos with a needle that has a hole in it. Well, soon see she's chaya chaptis if she wears this. Because this is not a piece of jewelry. It's mamash a needle she sells with. So it's called a maso, she's chaya chaptis. The same thing, Lisha goes out with a ring that has a chosim, a signet. For her, it's not called a tachshit, and she's also chayiv chatis. That's a type of a pin she uses, vice versa, on the neck to close the shirt, to close her blouse. Type of a pin. So it's talking about that she's not wearing it right now to close her blouse. She's tam hanging it on her. So about she's tam hanging it on her, she's chayiv chatis. Veloy b'koyvelis. She can't go out with the koyvelis. We'll soon see what that is. Is what she's saying? I will see in the Gemara what Kavelis is. Kavelis. V'loy b'tznucha shlo plaitin. And not with a bottle of plaitin, a type of a perfume that she hangs around herself, because she has a bad smell, so she hangs around her neck, a bottle like her perfume. V'yim yotzusor chayiv chatis. Divrei Meir, if she walks out with this thing, she's mamas chayiv chatis. They're not called a tachshit, they're called a masri. Rashi plaitim blessing mashko de farsimo, type of a farsimo, that's type of perfume. Chayev es chatis kisov alav tashud ninu. He see hold the machlokes here of this last thing. Sluches shel plaitim. He's the first part of the mission. Everybody's masking me chayev chatis. The machlokes is this last part. Sluches shel plaitim. This jar of perfume that she hangs around her neck. What? That we'll see in the Gemara. I'm not sure. I think that also everybody has a chayev chatis. We'll see in the Gemara. What? To walk out with a chavelis, we'll see in the Gemara what that is, and a sluchas shel plaitin, that's this jar that she has a perfume around herself, they hold this patron. Why? Because they hold it is called a tachshit for the isha. Therefore, she wears it on Shabbos, she's potter. And the Tanakama holds, no, it's not called the Tachshit. Therefore, she's Ramei holds, it's not called the Tachshit. It's called Stama Masli, and she's Chayiv Chatis. And we'll see in the Gemara of these cases. The Baal, the Shalos, the first two cases, everybody holds close, she's Chayiv Chatis. If she walks out with a needle that has a hole in it, and she walks out with a tabas, a ring that has a chais and has a signet, it's not a dara for Nisha to go out with this type of a ring. So the Gemara Amar Ula, the Chilufeihim Bish, Ishno is just the opposite with a man. Drashi, Omer Ula, the Chilufeihim Bish. A tabas koi is going on a ring. The tabas sheishole choisim, a ring that has a signet on it, im yotza potter. If a man walks out with that on Shabbos, he's potter. V'yim ein olav choisim, and if it doesn't have a choisim by a man, you should know v'yotza chayiv chatis. Then he's chayiv chatis. It's because it's a derech for a man. What type of ring does he wear? A ring that has a signet, since he always signs his name with it, that's a derech for him to walk out. So on Shabbos, it's also called a tachshit, he's potter. If you walk out with a ring that doesn't have a chosim on it, for him it's not a derech, so therefore he'll be chayiv chatis if he doesn't.
He can't use it on Shabbos, but
yeah, but still call it tachshit though for him. Even though he can't use it, midrash though will be called the tachshit. It'll be called it like a malbish, even though he can't use it. Since it's a derech for him to walk out in the middle of the week like that. Yeah, so the Shirash said, it's only going on the ring. He's the machat, the needle of Adar is no chilik. Like nobody wears a needle as a jewelry. If you have a needle with a hole in it, it's only I made to sew it. So if a man walks out, that will also be chayiv chatis. Always when we're talking about the ring, that's the chilik between a ring that has a chosim, that an isha is chayiv chatis, and a man is potter. So the moral maksavu ula, kol midi de chazil ish, lo chazil isha. Anything that's roi for a man to use is not roi for an isha. Like this ring, even though it's aimed for a man to use it, but for an isha it's not. Well, midi de chazil ish, lo chazil ish. And a clothing that's roi for an isha is not roi for an isha. The Gemara must have Rabbi Yisrael, the Yisrael Akasha. Shadu Allah, Horoyim, the shepherds that work outside, Yoitzim Besakin, they can wear a type of a raincoat that's not really a coat, just a sack. They throw a sack, like a sack, over them. And the Chiddush is now, Veloy Horoyim Bavad, not only a shepherd could go out on Shabbos with this type of a raincoat, Omru, Elokol Adam. Anybody wants to wear this sack now to protect himself from the rain, or even without the rain, to walk out with it, Asamalbush, it's Mutter. So the reason why it says a roya can walk out with it, because he's the one that usually does it. So what do you see from here? That since one person wears this type of a sack as a raincoat, it's called a malbush already, and whoever wants to wear it can wear it. I'll be one person uses it. Type of people. There also, since by a man, a tabash yesh alech choysim, has a shem tachshit, so why is Nisha chayiv chatis? That's the kashanula. How could he say, b'chulufayim b'ish? such Rashi, the sakin shemischasim behem nifnei agishomim, yesakin mal b'sak. They cover themselves in the rain with poshet a sack. Elo kolodem alma af agav dolo regila bay. Even though other people are not roid to use this type of a sack for their raincoats, of a migud lagavay high tachshit. Since nagay to the roy, it's called the tachshit, and this is Rashi says Kolod. We always had that the heter to wear mabushim, to wear your shirt and your coat on Shabbos, is called a tachshit. A tachshit means it's a purpose for the body and it's bottled to the goof. See it? The mal b'shir has the same tachshit on it. Lagavay high tachshit, lagavay high nami tachshit too. Since for the roy it's called a malbush, it's called a raincoat, who would then anybody could wear this type of a raincoat. So it's a kashanula. Once you see for a man that this chosim, this tabas sheshul chosim is mutter, who adin it should be mutter for nish also. So the Gemara Chiddush, Omer Rabbi Yosef Kisava Ula, Noshim Am Befnei Atzman Hein. There's no raya. Noshim are called the bazundra am by themselves. Hey, the raya means only men. Since one man wears the type of a raincoat, all men can wear the type of a raincoat. But the fact that a man uses this type of a ring that has a chosim on it is no good for Nisha. Nisha is called an am b'fnei atzmeh. Nisha doesn't help. There's a black Gemara also. But the more Eisvei Akashre Fula, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya is for the Kashre Fula. The Alocha Hamoitzi Tfilim. If you find tfilin out in the Rishus Sarab, the Mokim Bezoyim. It's not much in the middle of the street. So what can you do with it? Stam to pick it up and carry it. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the Amatiyu Machnisim Zug Zug. You're allowed to put them on you and Brishus Rabim and carry them inside your house. It's once they're on you, you're wearing a Derech Malbush. There's no Issa Derech anymore. Lozayin and Smuk sits that, but as the Rabbanos, they're Neko, as Bizoyin film to bring it inside. But you only put on Zug Zug one pair at a time. Echodish, Zayim, man finds it filling outside. Echodisha, whether an Isha finds it filling outside. This is the question now. How could an Isha wear tefillin in V'yam rit noshim am? If they ask them, if you want to say ladies are different, they're called an am by themselves. So what's the heter for them to wear the tefillin inside on Shabbos? For her mitzvah sasei she's mandramu. Poshet tefillin is not mechuyot tefillin at Laila, or else not mechuyot tefillin on Shabbos. So it's called the mitzvah sasei she's mandramu only by daytime and in the middle of the weekdays. So there the klal is, for her mitzvah sasei is Noshim Pturus. That's the clown, Noshim Apotah. So Bezoi here, since Noshim Apotah, it's not a derech for them to wear film throughout the week. So Bezoi, how come if they find film in the street, Bishus Arab, on Shabbos, they're allowed to put it on and wear it? The chur for them, it should be called the Masi, according to Ullah. Since it's not a derech for them to wear it, Elamai, what's derech for a man to wear it? But he owes Noshim Am Bifnei Yatzman. You have to have, in their Am, people wear it. In the Am of Noshim, nobody wears it. And the Gemara, you have to say, Hossam Ksava Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says it's Mutter, he goes at the Shita, Laila, Zman Tfilnu. I tell you, he goes at the Man, the Yom, Laila is also Zman Tfilnu. And Vaita Vishab is Zman Tfilnu. This Mishnah, this Graisam, goes Aliba the Man, the Yom, that Tfilnu is Mechuyiv all the time. Zai Ba Laila, Zai Ba Shabbos. The Meila Hevele Mitzvah Sasei Shleya Zman Groma. According to this Man, the Yom, Noshima Mechuyiv to his film. It's called the mitzvah sei shaloi yazman groma. They're also mechuyev to do it. And the klal is b'chol mitzvah sei shaloi yazman groma noshem chayavis. So that's pshat this mishnah that says that if you find tefillin b'shus harabim, even an isha is allowed to put it on and wear it inside. It's only because they hold that noshem amechuyev is tefillin. Therefore, since they wear it in the middle of the week, it's called a malbush for them. But la locha that we hold, it's the mitzvah sei shazman groma that on Shabbos you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Obviously, noshem don't wear tefillin throughout the whole week. So the ma'aseh of an isha finds tefillin b'shus harabim, she's not allowed to carry it inside. That's why it's brought down halacha. Like that. So they pass the Magen Avraham, at least like that. The Venetia finds tefillin b'shus harabim, she's not allowed to wear it inside. Because svara, it's not called a malbush, since we hold like ulu svara. For the Gemara, he has a drashi, ha'moitzit tefillin b'shabis b'shukai b'derech outside, machnisin l'ir, carried into the city, derech malbush. Zug zug kederu shalevish b'choyom. Echad b'rosh v'echad b'zraya. V'cholzin, bring it home and then take it off. V'choyzo maniach zug acher, then go out and put on another pair of tefillin. Or machnisin l'chen kulim. V'yechad r'isha, ay the kashris v'yaf, agab l'ay tachshit yishan ninu. It's not called the tachshit, because they never wear tefillin. What's the pshat? No migo d'avi tachshit l'yish, shari af l'yisha. So that's a kashanula. You see, even though something is only a malbush for men, it helps for an isha. So why does it say a tabas? How does the Mishnah say if Nishi goes out with a tabas, she is shalem, chaysim? She's chayim chatis. Why? It should be called a malbush for her.
Una brucha.
These are other, yeah. And look, we hold Shabbos last month film. Mm-hmm. Let them on the yom, how that Shabbos is the month film. That's not going to brucha here. Let them on the yom. That we have a sphere later of Meir Bechad Menad Lav's man film whom Nimsa Zaman Kvulat film. They have Lunashim Pturus. If one of these coins would have been potter, let's say just on Shabbos, or just Balaila, then also be Shver, then Noshim would be potter. Now, since they hold both times, Yechayiv is a lock on Noshim Chayavis, Hilbach Kashritim Hein Lo, they are put cool like a Maubish too, it's butter to a roof, and she's light aware.
Why team women are supposed to film film?
But Yamah, you're right, Yamah, Yamah. We don't pass it. Yeah, we don't pass it, Yamah, rather. Even this man is at one point from they could with the bracha. It's like all the mitzvah fishes among them. If they want to, they could do. But the basun dvinyan, they don't do. Citizen film, they don't do. But shalulu, but shayfa, they do. They make a bracha. It's the same thing. Really, the potter and the stamas, they want to do it. They do the mitzvah. But film and citizen, two things they don't do. For the Gemara, new kashya now. So this is the Zerblatic Gemara. According to Ula, the Pshat is Noshma called Ambef Neyatzmanhein, and therefore ring that's good for men is a Chiv Chatez for an Isha. So the Mostama kashya now, how can an Isha, the Mishnah says, that she wears this Tabas, or she wears this needle that has a hole? She's Chiv Chatez. For the Gemara, it's called Hoitzor Kalacha Yadi. It's not the Derech to carry down the middle of the weekday. So it's like, why? She's Chiv Chatez. She should be only awesome with the Rabbanan. So Drashi bought so kalacha yadu. Amas nisin koi. Goes on the kashas on the Mishnah. But yatso is tabas. Talking about when she wears out this ring. Shemetziyosa derech malbush. Talking about she has the ring on her finger now. And she's wearing it like a malbush. The etzba. Vizeh shena tachshit lo. Now this ring that has a chosim on a signet on it. We say it's not a derech for to wear. It's not a tachshit. Amai chayev es chatis. Why is she goes out with it? She's chayev chatis. Hare lo yotziya kadera kol amotziyan. She's not carrying it out now. The derech. The way to carry out this ring. Shekola moitzi dove shena tachshit. Whoever carries out something that's not called a tachshit loy moitzi noy sabiyadayim. Usually the way you carry something is you carry it out with your hands. For loy derech malbush. So since this ring is not a derech but to wear it, so she would carry out this ring in the middle of the weekday. How would she carry it? In a hand, like anything else, like carry out money, anything. So also v'hoti b'chayim chatas on Shabbos, it should only be she's carrying it out in the hand, not wearing it though. And the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bisha Gizbori Saskin. Talk about Isha takes care of affairs. She takes care of the business for somebody. And she's only, sometimes she has to sign for the person. So she's also derech pot to wear it in the middle of the week. She also wears like this. Therefore, she carries it out on this way. On Shabbos, she's chayav chatis. Since for her, derech to do it even in the middle of the week. Gizboris. Yeah. Gizboris Rashi. Shasholchoyf. She sends her chaysomis ksedim. The mamunin tachter that's on the hood. Or leima tenu kach pakach mois to plony. Give this money to plony. Vrei chaysoma biyoda. She has the chaysom in hand. Hilkach regilahi lo nicha betzbo. She's ruggled to leave the ring on her hand. Or miyo tachshet le hevil dido. It's not called a tachshet to her. The enderach noshim bekach. Or miyo derach chaysoa shazu bekach. It's a chiddush. About sometimes in the middle of the week, she takes care of the business and she has to sign. So it's a derech for her sometimes to put it on her hand. Well, since it's a derech for this Issa sometimes to put it on her hand, chiddush. Derech so it's called now. And she carries it out this way and Shabbos, she's like a chayev chatis. Mashenkin to say it's called a tachshit for an Isha that no. Like an Isha bizarin for an Isha to wear a ring that has a chaysim on it. So tachshit for it's not, there's no heter. But derech so since sometimes in the middle of the week she puts it on her hand to sign the letters, yeah. And that day when she does it, she walks with it, a derech so it's called. That's what the Mishnah says. She's chayev chatis, this Isha, because it's a derech for her. Omar Rabba, Omar Biyachonah, Teratzta Isha. You gave a teret for an Isha. That's good. An Isha is Chayef Chata. So the Ish, Michael Memo. Ula said that if a man walks out with a ring that doesn't have a chaysim, he's Chayef Chata. As well, the Kasha there also, of course, Lav Derech Chaytzor now. Since a man never wears a ring and doesn't have a chaysim, if he would carry it out, how would he carry it out in his hand? So why does the Mishnah say, if he wears it, he's Chayef Chata? Why? Michael Memo. Hello, Omar Rabba, say a teret like this. Sometime a man in the house has his ring with the chaysim on it, and he gives it to his wife, put it away in my special chest. So when she puts it away in the chest, she also puts it on her finger and takes it to the chest. So since sometimes she also wears it, that's why now she walks out like this on Shabbos, she's chayav chadis. And what did the man? Sometimes the lady takes off her ring that doesn't have a chosim on it and she gives it to the husband to give it to the jeweler to fix it. Someone wrong, a charm fell off. So, and the man takes it there. You have to say at that time it's yeshtag. When he takes it to the store, he puts it on his hand and takes it to the store. Until he gets to the umin. So it's therefore it's called derech haitzor. Say it's a malbish, about a malbish, it's not, because he doesn't always wear it, and it's a little bizoyin. Just as one or two times he puts it on to take it to the store, so that makes a derech haitzor to walk out with it this way. Therefore, on Shabbos, it'll be chayav chatis. So Trashi Lakufso Ichu Balaz, hey let's niam. Sometimes the man gives it to his wife to hide the ring for him. Some say the dresser, the kufso, the box, has a chesem on it. Okay, Shapoischa Khazeras Khosemis. And when she opens up the box and puts something in there, she has to sign it again. So that's why he gives her the ring to sign it. He gives it to his wife that she should get something out of the box or break the seal, then when she closes it, seal it up again and then bring it back to the husband. That's what she should have said. But it says a loshen, just take it to the box and leave it there. Such a Rashi likes the first pshat. The husband is telling Hisham, hide it for me, put away my ring in the box. Since sometimes the man walks out with this ring to take it to the umen, it's called a derech haitzor. It's called. Yeah. Right. So the Mishnah. V'loy b'kaliyah, v'loy b'kavelis. So the Gemara, my kaliyah, what is this kaliyah? Omarav mechavanta. Trashi mechavanta, it's nushka type of a brace, charm. Shemachavenes v'koysheris miftichei acholik. It like closes together the opening of the blouse. She uses this charm to close the blouse. So they speak out about if she would be wearing it now to close the blouse, it'd be mutter. But so much she stam has it hanging on a blouse. She's not using it to close it up now. It's stam hanging. Therefore, she walks out with it to shaila. She's chayv chatis or not. That's a kaliyah. A kavelis. What's kavelis? A marav chumrato de pilin. It's also they touch. She has something tied up. There was some type of medicine. Sam sheshemoy pilin. For reichi orav, this smells very good. For isha shereichi ra to enes aleha. An isha has a bad smelling. Also puts this type of sam perfume on her that smells good. So that's called kavelis. Chumut the pilin. The chen omer of asi chumut the pilin. Type of a jar of pilin that she has hanging on her. And that's the machlekes the Mishnah, if that's called a tachshit or not. That's where Meir says it's not called a tachshit for Nisha, she's chayiv chatis. And the Chabad said, no, poitim bekabelos subasufish aplaitim. It's about an Isha that has bad smell, or smells bad, wants these perfume hanging on her. Chabad said, that's called a tachshit. It's called a tzarech haguf. Just like any other jewelry. What's the sort of jewelry? She wants to look nice. Say she wants to smell nice. So to let her smell nice, midirais will be mutter. She'd be allowed to walk around with a jar of perfume around her. If it's smelling, it makes her smell nice. That's called the tzarech of the goof. And when there are abundance only also. But now you hold it's called a masse. But the chum say no, she's put. Right. Turn around. Loitaitzi bichavelis. She's not allowed to go out with a chavelis. That's what this chumut of the pilgrim, that's this type of perfume hanging on her. Like it says in the Mishnah, he holds it's called a masli, and she's chayiv chatis. Chum said no, midiraisi it's muti, it's called a tachshit, since it's a sarach haguf. But midrabon is still also, we're afraid maybe we should take it off and show it to a friend. He holds no, even mitchila nisha's allowed to walk out with this perfume on Shabbos. The more of a Michael is the Gosta Machlekis, Remeis of Masayu. He holds no, these things are not called bottle to the goof. A perfume is not bottle to the goof. It's called a Masli, Yechayev Chatis. Rabbonin Tzavri, Tachshitu. Rabbonin say no, this is called a Tachshit. But Rabbonin also though, the Dilma Shafi Machve, Vyosel Asuyi. We're afraid in the middle of the street she'll take it off to show a friend what kind of nice perfume she has, and she'll show it and walk with the Daldamis. Like all gzeres of tachshitim, it's also the levels on Shabbos. For Reb Lezer, what is the oldest mutia sovar? Man dark or lemirmo? Who's a derech to wear? Go out with this perfume, like in her mouth or hanging on her? Isha shirechera, only an isha that smells very bad. Mele isha sherecha ra lo shalfa machva. She's not going to take her off to show a friend. Well, yos lasu la abamus b'shus rabim. Mele, we're not afraid to walk with the dalamus b'shus rabim. Why? Because it's a good night for her. What is she going to show a friend? That I have to walk around with deodorant on me because I smell so bad and I have to walk around with it. It's bizarre to do it. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll take it off. So help your blessing. So Drashi, Rabbon and Savri Tashutu, Hilka Chemiots of Turo, Omila Katrila Loitates, Vishna, she's not allowed to go out. Dilma show for Macha, maybe she'll take it off and she'll show it to a friend. Lemirma Loniach Pitsavoro, Kemoy Shop of Romy. It's a good night for to wear this thing, so we're not afraid she'll do it. Right, from the more of a Tanya Kasha, we have Leza Poite, Bechavela Subsluka Shoplaitin. As we just got finished saying, Ableza says, Metchila, it's mutter to go out with this. And here the Brisa says, Ableza just said she's Potter. Potter means there's no Issa Midiraisa. But Matrim Midirabonon, what is Alta? Or it's a Sphira. Is it also Midirabonon or not? The more like Kasha. Avada Ableza himself holds this mutter Metchila to go out with it. But it depends who he's talking to. Kikoi Yad Reb Meir, when Ableza is Ding Zechon Reb Meir, that says it's also Midiraisa. And when he said this, look at Chila, he's talking to the Rabbonin. What does that mean? When he's talking to Reb Meir, the Yom HaChayev Chatis, that Reb Meir said it's not called the Tachshit, it's called the Masif Chayev Chatis, or Malay Potter. So Lezer does says back to him, I didn't know that you know, I said no, it's Potter. That means you say it's Osta Midiraisa, I tell you no, it's Mutter Midiraisa. But about the Yosem is Mutter Midirabbonin. Personally, again, Reb Meir just said it's Potter Midiraisa. Kikoi ad Rabbonim, when Reb Elezer is Dingitzak with Rabbonim, the Yamri Potter, that Rabbonim also hold Midiraisa its Potter. He only says Osta Midirabbonim, Avol Osta Midirabbonim, Omar Iyu Mutlak Atchilo. Then Reb Elezer answers back and says, I hold it even Mutlak Atchilo. There's no stira. Reb Elezer always mutum at chila. Just when he talks to Reb Meir, that's the way he talks. He talks that lashon. So the more yes now, my Reb Meir, where's this Reb Meir sheet that holds the Rashi? My Reb Meir, hech yashkon the Aribor Reb Meir, poloi rabbon the polo Reb Elezer le. Is really we have to find our machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbonin alone. Reb Meir and Reb Elezer. But the Reb Meir says it's chayiv chatis. And Reb Elezer says it's potter. Where do we have this machlekes? So far we only have Reb Meir, the Rabbon, and Reb Elezer. We say no, Reb Elezer answered back to Reb Meir alone. Where do we find Reb Elezer talking to Reb Meir alone? The Tanya is Dobraisa. Loitaitse Isha b'mefteyach shebiyoda. An Isha cannot walk out with keys in a hand. V'im yotza chayevet chattis poshet. It's a master, you can't walk out with a key in your hand. Viv Reb Meir. Reb Elezer poite. Reb Elezer says it's potter where v'choyfeles over slugha shoplaitin. When you walk out with this type of perfumes hanging around you, there it's potter. For the Gemara, Kevelis man v'chashmo. Who's talking about wearing this perfume around you? It started out, Reb Meir says, if an isha wears a ring, it walks out with a key, she's chayav chatis. So why does Reb Elezer go ahead and answer back? It's talking about the perfume. And the Gemara, chasuri mechzura, something is missing here. V'chay kitoni. V'chayim v'chayvelis, even by a chayvelis. V'chayim v'tzluchis shoplaitin loitetze. How to Reb Meir, an isha is not allowed to walk out with these things on Shabbos. That's Reb Meir's shita. If an isha walks out with this perfume, he holds not called a tafshin, it's called a masli, she's chayiv chatis. Reb Elezer poite v'chavelos of the snufa shoplaitin. Reb Elezer says, no, midirais it's mutter, it's not called a masli, it's called a tafshin.
And
what? You know, he's Reb Meir, Reb Elezer. But we're just saying the reason why he only says loshen potter, because he's talking to Reb Meir. As you say, v'chayiv chatis, so I tell you, no, you should know you're not chayiv, it's potter midiraisa. Beinach Nami, he's also master mutter midirabaron also. Because when you talk to somebody that says it's chayiv chatis, it's enough to answer him back, it's potter, it's not also midiraisa. But really, really, he holds his mutter midirabaron also. Just when he talks to the Rabbonim, let's say it's Ostim with the Rabbonim, then he says, Klo, it's Mutla Ketchila. Another one. No, third sheet. And we had this Bryce. This Bryce says, Klo, three sheetas here. This Bryce said, Remeya Chayat Chatis, Rabbonim, Potim, Ostim the Rabbonim, and Yablez, all this Mutim the Rabbonim. So here you find where Yablez talks to Remeya alone. So the Mora B'med of Amurim, when do we say it's Muta Kishiyesh Boboishim? When there's some perfume in this jar. Now she's walking out with a jar of perfume around her neck. So it's only Muta where there's some perfume. Avolein Bohem Boishim Chayevs. But if there's no perfume in the jar, then what is she walking out with? Some of the jar around the neck. Avadish is Chayev Chatis. That's called a Master then. Trashi b'medav amurim the Reb Elezer poter. When does Reb Elezer say it's poter? V'hai poter. What does poter mean? Hainu mutla katchila kudyakimna. We said according to Reb Elezer it's mamash a takshit and there's no gzera shall show off. Of course, it's the gnus from. So it's mutla metchila. When is it? Kishiyesh po boishin Rashi plight and has this perfume. Yesh po chumrito v'asuyik kmeya. Tichiv on the yesh po boishim takshit hi lizu. Shereichara. Nisha, it smells bad. It's a takshit. We have to go out with this. We're not afraid she'll take it off to show her friends because it's a gnus for to show that she has bad smell. You only have the glass itself. The glass by itself is not a takshut. So that's called the masin. She be chayefchat. Omer avada baravo abezoi zoise meres hamoitzi yoichlin pokus mikishir bekli is chayef. If somebody goes out on Shabbos with oichlin in a kli and there's less. Now you walk out with Shabbos Oichlin that has less than a shear in a kli, and the kli is a shear, you'll be chayim chata for such a thing. Why? There's a machlokes about this. Some say no, you potter. Because the ikaroit sor is you have, let's say, a half of a grape on the plate. So the ikaroit sor is for the grape. And since the grape is pachas mikishir, so you potter on the grape. And the plate is called bottle to the grape. Now we'll say not like that. When do you say about the even though the grape is parchas mikashir, since the grape is parchas mikashir, we say no. Don't look at the grape, but look at the plate. Since you chayiv chatas on the plate, you chayiv. We carry out oichlin parchas mikashir half of a grape, the kli in a jar is chayiv. You chayiv. What's the raya? Do'ein bo boisim. This jar doesn't have any perfume inside it. Of the kapokas mikashir, but it does smell. There's smell coming out of the jar. That's why she's wearing it. So the smell in it is like pokas mikashir. Is the kli dummy? It's doimah to pokas mikashir in a kli. Ukatonya chayevis, and still you say chayevir. And you don't say a swara that the ikar is still the perfume. Still the ikar is the half a grape. And since on the half a grape you put the midiraisa, so what then you be put on the kli also? So if we have a right from here that something that's less than a shear, you don't say that that's the yikr, but fakir, then the kli is the yikr and yichayiv chatas. Like here, for carrying out this jar, even though it does smell, but since the yikr is not the perfume anymore, it's the jar, yichayiv chatas. Rav Ashi Yama knows no raya. Rav Ashi Yama, the alma ein malach potter. Really, I'll tell you, when you carry out mamash a half a grape, I tell the yikr is the half of a grape, and you taker potter on the half a grape, and the kli is bottle to the grape. Here we're talking about this jar is emptied out. There's not a drop of perfume inside it. So what's the hard meaning to say with the prophet Moshe? Because it smells. Now I'm smelling ain't by mamish. That's called nothing, right? Yeah. For this point, avada here the ikar is the kli. You can't say the kli is like bottle to the perfume to the smell, since there's no mamoshes at all. But where there's a chatsi grape there, there's something there. Then we'll say the ikar, although it's so, you're not carrying out the glass because you want the glass. You're carrying out the glass because you want the half a grape. And since on the half of a grape it's parchas mikashir, you potter, who didn't be potter on the glass also? But here you can't say the ikar itzor is a perfume because there's no mamoshes. Yeah. The smell alone, that's like nothing. The Rashi. Zoysa meres, hodik toni ein bo boisim, chayeves, alma dik sabar ebleza, hamoitzi yoichlin b'shabes pekli parchas mikashir, if you carry out the half of a grape in a clean plate, delay mechayev, that really carrying out the grape by itself you'd be potter. Because when you chayiv chatis, you carry out oichlin, has to be the shear of a gregris, the dried out date. Less than that shear, you potter. Over here, chayiv. Miyu ala kli. You know, since you're carrying out in a kli, and the kli has a shear, you'll be chayiv for the kli. For lo yirmini, we don't say a kli toful hin. Let's say the kli is like bottle to the grape. What's the ikar kavon you're carrying out here? The grape. Elu mishum oichlin. So why don't you say that svara? Elu ma, you don't say that svara. Well, plukti, this is a machlokes later. Al stam mishnah shnir perika matzni de toni potter af ala kli. There's a mishnah later that says taki wa potter. So a chur bring the rai here. This man diom here dingzich on that mishnah. Why? To ain boy boishin kabachos mgeshir domi. Shakli kolates areach. Kafort is some smell coming out of the glass here. It was kulat, the smell went into the glass. V'shir hoitzoyes pesomim b'cholshu. Tell the truth. Carry out pesomim b'chayv b'cholshu. V'chivon shein a kolshu b'hidah. Not even a kolshu of the liquor of the perfume itself. Heavy reich a parchas megashir. The reich alone blinds like parchas megashir. Uktoni chayevus and says he chayev. V'lo yamrina nasa kli tofel a reich. Let's say the yikki here is the reich he taken out, and the kli is like bottle to the reich. On this reyach, since there's no mamosh, there's no mamish perfume there, it's just the smell you smell around the kli, havadi should be potter for that. So, Kuri, you see here, no? We don't say the kli is bottled to the pachas mikashir, but since it's only pachas mikashir, the ikir is the kli. And the Gemara is Maraya. Vishani yocho lek lemeima nasa kli tofu lereyach. Shein boy shum mamish. Here, this kli is mamish dried out. It's not even called Pachos Mikashir. Aber Pachos Mikashir, but Dovah Shesh by Mamish, but Pachos Mikashir, but something that has something much like a half of a grape, Nasa Kli Tofaloi a Potter. There I'll tell you, it's Nasa Kli Tofaloi, and it's like a Potter. So, Melch Mir, we have Marai. Good. And the din on that is, that's a Machlekas, name is Shalayda, we'll see later on. The beginning of the Shmonim, you should make yourself, Rashi means Mufcha Sheb Shmonim. Use the best of the Psalmin, of the Shem, of the oil. Omer Rab Yudah Omer Shmuel Zu Plaitin. The best type of oil for rubbing yourself is Plaitin. Most of Rab Yosef. Afala Plaitin Gozo Rab Yudah. Gozo Rab Yudah Ben Baba. He made